again because it's just too late to, for me to be doing any contribution at all. Except I think it's just a great song, and I think I love the doo-wop part. I really like do. I think I prefer the doo-wop to the Leonard Cohen.
I think the doo-wop has it, actually, because all I can do is try and sound miserable when I'm trying to hum the Leonard Cohen one. It's difficult. Katie, thank you.
The UK and the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. This is Justine Green. The United Nations Secretary General has warned an emergency meeting of the Security Council that hell has broken loose in Lebanon. Cross-border strikes by both Israel and Hezbollah have continued, with the Lebanese health ministry saying more than 70 people were killed yesterday. The head of the Israeli military has suggested boots could soon be on the ground in southern Lebanon. The French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot told the meeting that his country was working with the US to broker a 21 day ceasefire to allow time for negotiations.
La guerre n'est pas inéluctable.
War is not inevitable. A diplomatic solution is possible. In recent days, we've worked with our American partners on a temporary ceasefire platform to enable negotiations. This platform will be made public very soon, and we're counting on both parties to accept it without delay.
The BBC understands that one of the richest people in the world, Elon Musk, has not been invited to the government's International Investment Summit next month. Sources say it's because of the billionaire's social media posts during last month's riots, which were described at the time by ministers as utterly deplorable. More from our economics editor, Faisal Islam.
Elon Musk is in many ways the perfect candidate for attending the new government's summit next month. The world's richest man controls the world's biggest electric vehicle company, private spacecraft manufacturer, and has interests in AI. But in early August, the billionaire used his social network to predict civil war in the UK, repeatedly attacked the Prime Minister and spread misinformation at a delicate time. During the riots, Elon Musk shared and later deleted a conspiracy theory about the UK building detainment camps on the Falkland Islands for rioters. The BBC asked for Elon Musk's response, but has heard nothing so far.
Network Rail says there's been a cyber attack on the public Wi-Fi network at 20 railway stations. Customers were directed to websites containing what the company called inappropriate material before their Wi-Fi was suspended. The BBC understands that customer data wasn't compromised. Football and Liverpool thrashed West Ham 5-1 to progress to the fourth round of the League Cup. Arsenal beat Bolton by the same scoreline. The Gunners' manager Mikel Arteta was pleased with the performances of some of his fringe players.
We had a lot of players that we wanted to give them minutes to keep everybody involved, to show their quality and to help us to win the game. And then it was magnificent as well to give the chance to some of our youngest in the academy, and the way they fulfill that gap immediately and the way they perform, and then to see the joy in their eyes and what it meant to them.
In the Europa League, Manchester United drew 1-1 with the Dutch side FC 20. The music of Radiohead and one of Shakespeare's great tragedies, Hamlet, are being brought together in a new live experience. Fusing theatre, music and movement, Hamlet's Hail to the Thief will be performed in the UK next year. BBC News, it's 3 minutes past three.
On Radio 4, the more you listen, the more you see.
We're living under more tyranny today than our founding fathers did in 1775.
A US presidential election is looming, but underneath, conspiracy culture rears its head once again. And nothing is as it seems.
All those things that we had feared our whole lives was coming true.
Burn the house down and start over. That seems to be the way.
It's America through the looking glass. Join me, Gabriel Gatehouse, as The Coming Storm continues. Listen on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
Dotun Adebayo. Listen on BBC Sounds.
A virtual jukebox phone-in this morning is all about the tunes that you can hum to. The great hummable tunes. We've got Mark Webster with us. He's our choir master, music critic and broadcaster. We want your thoughts about the tunes you love to hum to. We've got Mary in Kilmarnock, Lady Vava, with us. Lady Vava, good morning.
Good morning, Dorothy. Good morning, Mark.
Well, he was here, but I don't think we've got Mark at the moment. You were polite, but
that was a hearty. I did offer a hearty hello, but I was
foolishly cut myself off.
Yeah, well, it's an easy thing to do. I thought, how rude is Mark? Lady Barbara's gone to all the trouble.
I was being standoffish,
Mark.
Wasn't I? Yeah,
yeah. Well, you were. You're being playing hard to get, but yeah, we got you eventually.
Well, I haven't had that reaction from a fella for a long time.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go, Mark. You had to be the one, didn't you? But am I right in recalling that you got a tune onto the virtual jukebox the last time we did this?
I got Journeys on. It was ages ago.
Okay.
But I don't know what the outcome was. No, I don't think I've got another one. I think I've only got one.
Okay. Well, you never know. Never know. Tonight might be the night.
Well, you'll be hoping I don't select yours then, Lady Barbara, won't you? Because, of course, that means you're definitely not going to win.
That is true. That is actually true. Just before 4 o'clock, Mark will try and second guess the tune that listeners have gone for as the one tune to go on to the Richard Jubilee.
I'm actually hoping to have a better response on Saturday as being the good luck charm for Killy Football Club.
Well, as Elvis said, I want a good luck charm today. Oh, yeah. You see, I know how to hum it, I can't sing it. So, with your good luck charm hanging on your arm, what's the tune that's hummable for you tonight?
Well, it's actually an instrumental of Dan Hill's Sometimes When We Touch.
Okay. I don't know.
It's been quite a popular one by various artists, you know, recording it. And also, there's quite a few instrumentals done with various instruments. But it's the saxophone one that I particularly like.
And is that hummable? Is the saxophone?
Oh yeah,
hummable. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So does the saxophone play the melody, as it were, that we hum along to?
Yeah.
Ah, great. Okay.
And it seems just to have that wee bit more depth to it, rather than the guitar and the piano one that they did.
And you'd have thought, on the face of it, and do stay with us, Mary, Mark, on the face of it, you would assume, wouldn't you, that a song that's an instrumental is more likely to be the one that we're going to hum to, because you've got nothing to sing to. It's like,
it does lend it. You'd think it would lend itself. And what's interesting, this is our first instrumental.
It is tonight. I was going to say, like the Spanish national anthem, you know, when you see a football tournament and everybody else is like singing their hearts out because they've got lyrics, the Spanish are just like nodding their heads and humming. That's the ultimate humming tune, you know, Spanish national anthem, because they haven't got any exactly. Shaking their heads just like Mark was a moment ago. Sorry, Mary, go ahead.
I like the earlier reference to Sunshine Over Lee. That was magnificent. I like listening to the songs at the football grounds, and it was actually nice to see in the recording of that a younger John McGinn on the team. But also some years before 2007, when John Collins was the manager, they won the cup final then. He said that the amazing thing was just before the final whistle, where they were actually frightened that the other side were going to get another goal and lose the final, suddenly the sun came through the clouds.
Oh, sunshine over Leith.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Sometimes it's magical. Music is magic.
Yeah.
And the natural world reflects the music. And sometimes it's the other way around. The music reflects the natural world. But when they come together like that, it's amazing, isn't it? It's beautiful, amazing. So you're going to hum along to this one, because we don't know it, though, yeah?
Oh, no, I'm not going to spoil your programme.
No.
Don't worry, we started doing that about 2 hours ago, so you'll be in good company.
Speak for yourself, Mark.
It would probably end up, the dogs would start howling.
Well, you know, I can deal with that. Let the dogs howl. Let them howl. Let them. So, which song is it again?
Sometimes When We Touch.
Oh, you did say that, of course. I'm really keen on hearing this one. Oh, I'm feeling like a hum coming along. I'm feeling a hum, a kind of a John Legend hum. I hope. I can feel it.
You ask me if I love you.
This has got lyrics.
And I choke on my reply.
We've got, we can't find the sax version, Mary, so we're just going to have to hum along to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die.
It is a kind of a la, 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 la.
Yes.
I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides.
It's funny, we've taken on a slightly more leisurely, reflective tone, haven't we, of the last few songs?
Ballads.
Yes.
Ballads. No, it's true.
And I now, and I'm going to say this now because I don't want to ruin it for Vata. I might try it, but try and help Lady. But once Lady Barbar picked her song, it was downhill all the way. Yes, yes.
Well, to be fair to her though, she did pick a song that was an instrumental, and we wanted to see what it was like humming to an instrumental. So let's go to Spain. So we're all the equivalent of the Spanish footballers. Basically, we play for either Real Madrid or Barcelona, and maybe we've got one member who plays for Atletico Madrid. And we're lining up World Cup final. Spain are always in it, of course. And so the opponents have just been singing God Save the King with the gusto that you'd expect from the English football team, apart from its new manager, of course. And now it's our turn. So here we go. Make sure you shake your heads. Don't just hum along. Yeah. And of course, all the Spanish football players are thinking, I wish we could sing God Save the Flipping. Oops, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. But I wish we could flipping. Sing God Save the King. Can we do it that way? Yeah. Phew, just about got out of that one. Didn't expect that. You know, the words just come, you know? I don't know which order they're supposed to come in, do I? Mary, thank you.
You're like, aha.
Thank you. Really well. Yeah, I'm like, aha, or ha-a. You know, is it aha, or is it ha-a? Margaret's in Cookstown in Northern Ireland. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I have to apologise for the last few minutes of broadcasting. I genuinely apologise. I didn't know that Mark was going to follow me when I was doing all my ooh-ahs and ah-oohs. I didn't realise that he was going to pick up on it, so it became a thing rather than just an anecdote. So I apologise. I apologise.
That's okay.
But you are a first-time caller.
Yeah.
Not only are you a first time caller, you're also a first Cookstown caller.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. No, you may well laugh.
Double whammy.
I feel like I need to welcome you to the nightclub twice. So once I've been a first time caller.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
And just because you're the first Cookstown caller, Margaret, may I also welcome you to the nightclub from Cookstown in this even more idiosyncratic way, courtesy of the lady that we call the Shoey Gallagher.
Nighttime radio king, but just don't ask him to sing. So go on, give him a ring and chat about something.
That's for all the people of Cookstown. That's
so, very good.
Yeah, please tell your neighbours in Cookstown that's for them.
But what an honour that they have been received, Margaret. You can't believe it, can you? I mean, some people might get a 30-foot monument stuck up on their village green, but no. But no.
Anyway, apologies, Margaret. Okay. I'm glad that you're in the spirit of things anyway, and you've suggested a tune by one of the greats, one of the all-time greats. And there aren't many tunes by this fella that you cannot hum along to. There aren't many. Where do you want to take this conversation?
It's a tune. I wasn't too sure whether it was him or not, but it's always just, there's a part of the song I always loved, you know, as in, and, you know, I don't know why, it just kind of comes in and out of my head. I always think it's quite a nice song. It's soft and it could be sad or it could be happy. I don't know what way to put the song, you know, and what, you know, but it just come into my head and then I kind of get mixed up who sings it. And then tonight when I rang in the girl, I said the lyrics to her because I couldn't remember some of them, and then she must have Googled it, and then she said what it was to me because I wasn't really sure who had sang it, you know. And then when she said, you know, when I was singing part of the tour, then she said, yes, that's who it is. So there you go. That's how it all happened.
It's the whole context of the conversation we're having tonight about tunes that you hum along to, it's all, mm-hmm. you know, interlinked with what comes into your head. You hum along to mm-hmm. a tune almost spontaneously, don't you? You don't even realise that the tune's come into your head, and before you know it, you're humming along to it.
That's right, that's right. I wouldn't be that great with words. Music parts will come in, but I love, you know, all different types of music, you know. And I wouldn't know all their names, but I would know, like, you know, the song, or it would kind of fit somewhere with me in my life, you know, that kind of way. Or I've heard it, like, maybe as a child, or maybe my parents singing it or something like that, you know.
You don't even have to know the lyrics, let alone know who sang it.
That's right.
But it's already got its claws under your skin, hasn't it, this tune? That's why we hum along to it. And this is Elvis. The great Elvis, I believe, if I'm not incorrect, it wasn't Ireland. Was it Ireland or was it Scotland that he stopped momentarily?
Scotland.
Was it Scotland?
I think it was. On his way to Scotland, he landed, yeah.
On his way, so for some reason I thought it was Shannon in Ireland. But
it would make more sense, wouldn't it? I've always wondered that, but I think I'm sure...
For some reason, Scotland.
The folklore is Scotland, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's Scotland. So Elvis famously didn't like to fly. So they offered him £100,000 to come and play at Wembley Stadium, which, as you can imagine, in 1957 would be probably equivalent to what the Oasis brothers are going to earn next year for playing several nights at Wembley Stadium. And his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, who had no intention of taking the deal seriously because he knew that his client didn't like to fly, he said, £100,000? Well, that's good enough for me, but what about my poor boy Elvis? What's he going to get?
Yeah. And he wasn't even being funny.
He wasn't joking. He wasn't joking. So let's hum along then in the spirit of £100,000 for me. What about my poor boy Elvis? I hope you've had fun this time around and that we're going to speak to you again.
That'll do. Okay, good night.
Margaret, anytime.
Bye, Margaret.
Great speaking to you. Thank you very much. Call up anytime you like.
You're not a dream. You're not an angel. You're a woman. I'm not a king, I'm just a man. Take my hand.
We'll make a space in this life that we planned, and he will stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, but we're not the same. We laughed and played at the stars like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but you came. And here you stay until it's time for you to go.
All together now. I've just ruined it, haven't I?
Well, the weird thing is, I had no idea what was going to happen next, and it didn't affect my performance at all. It's just as bad as it's always going to be.
As that bloke Paul, who's with us tonight, has said, this is our first Tennessee waltz of the night, isn't it? You know,
it is. This
Tennessee waltz. And, you know?
Yes, I always like to finish the night with a nice Tennessee waltz, didn't you?
Why not? Yeah, I do.
A gentleman's excuse me.
Of course, it is. It's a nice one, isn't it? Yeah, you can get lost in this. This is a dreamy hum, I think. And as Margaret explained, you know, you're doing the vacuuming around the house. You're lost in thoughts, aren't you? Without further ado, this one slips into your consciousness and you can't remember the lyrics, so you don't. Do you know what I mean?
And you could actually waltz with your upright hoover, couldn't you?
Yes.
Whilst humming.
And
that
as long
work.
As it's not that really expensive one, because they've got uprights in that and I can't afford the expensive one. I go for the little Henry. Other
no, the little fella
with
the bowler hat. No, that would be a
yeah,
mismatch.
Exactly. The bloke, the home fried flower guy.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, so we've got Kurt in Solihull and we've got Mia in the Rhondda. Bear with us, Mia. Kurt, first of all, hello. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir, to you. Wow.
And to you, Mark.
And to you, Kurt.
You have chosen I think you have nailed it. And you've nailed it by going a cappella, haven't you?
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, I was only young at the time. It was this song was Christmas number one in 1983 here in the UK. And I just spent ages trying to find, there's got to be an instrument in there somewhere. And it's not until you actually see the video, and then you realise, Harry, this is truly completely a cappella.
Mate, Kurt, sorry to cut you. Your line is just disintegrating. I don't know if you've walked away from where you were walking initially, but now you Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, is that better there?
Much better.
Oh, yeah.
What on earth did you do there? What?
It looks like Kurt's got out of his speedboat.
He's come back to planet Earth, is what I was thinking. He was up in the moon for a moment. Well done. What did you do? Do you mind me asking?
I went from the bedroom to the kitchen.
naturally.
Whatever you've done, stay where you are. Okay. Let's start again, though. So you've gone for an instrumental. Sorry, a cappella.
Yes, and I said basically this was a tune from 1983. I was only young at the time. I spent ages trying to figure out there's got to be an instrument in this somewhere. And it wasn't until I actually saw the video on Top of the Pops and I realised it's all completely a cappella. So basically you can hum to this in any part of it because all of it is humming vocal.
This is why you've nailed it. You could have gone for any a cappella, I think. I was thinking Bobby McFerrin, you know, bub, 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 bub.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's a cheating one, this, Mark, because if you go for an a cappella song, then you basically, like Kurt says, you've nailed it. So should we just end the phone in now? Because he really has nailed it.
We did touch on doo-wop earlier as well. Yeah, so there are other options are available. So you never know.
There are. Okay, you haven't quite nailed it in that case, Kurt. It depends on how well you sing along to this.
I've really
got to
do this.
Yeah, you've got to now. You've put yourself out. I've nailed this. Go on then, nail it.
Ba-da-da-da. 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 Ba-da-da-da.
That is me. Yeah, I'm so seamless in this song.
I think he's nailed it. By Jove, I think he's nailed it. And I'll tell you why. Because all three of us, none of us can resist humming along to this.
No, there's a part for each of us.
There is.
And no one could tell where the record stopped and we started either, which is also...
No, that's right. And you're right there,
nobody can argue that we haven't added... to the song.
Do you reckon we could we do our own version and get to Christmas number one?
I think we could do our own version and people will be screaming, for God's sake, just buy the record so we don't have to hear any more of it. But I think everybody else would join in.
They would. We could be the trying pickets, couldn't we?
Yeah, unfortunately, the keep trying, the don't call us, just keep trying.
Must try harder.
Oh my God, yes. 5 out of 10, a see me after class, try harder. I think Kurt has nailed it, you know, because we did it willingly. None of us had to sort of fight to join in there.
We got sucked in by it, aren't you?
Yeah, because we all had our own bit to play.
We did.
We did, and we played it all well. And thank you, Kurt. You've done it really well. Kurt in Solihull. You went for the guttural. Flying pickets, only you. Mia is in Rhondda, though, in South Wales. Hello, Mia.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Very well, thanks very much. Every football fan is going to thank you for giving them the opportunity to hum to this one that you're planning on introducing to our virtual jukebox.
But so, isn't it funny how it's a football song and I'm not actually a football fan?
That's very funny. It's hilariously funny. So football gets you one way or another, if not from the action on the pitch, then with a great anthem for you to hum along to, you see?
Yes.
Football. Oh, my goodness gracious. Of course, you're Welsh, so I'm not going to say what would you know about football, but what I was going to say is obviously your sport would be rugby, wouldn't it?
It should be.
Should be. Should be rugby. Well, don't tell me it's cricket, because I know it's called England and Wales, but don't tell me it's cricket, or is it?
No, I've already told you what my favourite sport is.
I know you did, but I can't remember.
American football.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, you did say that. And that kind of doesn't count because we're not American. But you didn't realise that.
That's my sport.
Yeah, no, that's good enough. That's good enough. It's the second bit of your sport, the football bit, works for this. But they don't have a Nessun Dorma, crucially.
I always used to like, so I remember the first time I heard the song, and every time afterwards I would go to my dad and be like, Dad, play that, you know, that football song with the opera guy.
The opera guy, yeah. Not the one from the advert, not the one from the Welsh guy from the advert, but the other opera guy, the other big opera guy.
And he was like, yeah, okay. So he put it on. And it was only about a week ago I actually found out there's a version that Pavarotti sings with Andrea Bocelli and another guy as the, like, three tenors.
Yes, yes.
And I love Andrea Bocelli. I think he's amazing.
He is. Who was the third tenor again? He was even more famous. What's his name again?
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, God, this is shocking. Absolutely shocking that I've forgotten the three tenors.
Not Carreras, is it? No.
No. The original three. I'll find it in a moment or two. But, so, when you said that there's another version, though, Mia, are you talking about us having to go compare?
Sorry, my phone completely cut out. I have no idea what you said.
It was a rubbish joke, so I wouldn't like to repeat it. And I wouldn't want you to go compare Placido Domingo's. Who I was
Domingo, well played.
Placido Domingo and Jose Carreras, but that was the original.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was Placido Domingo is an amazing singer.
I never ever knew the name of the third guy.
Yeah. Jose Carreras.
But, I only ever listened to it because I remember the first time I heard it and I just had goosebumps. It was amazing.
I'm going to give you some goosebumps now. Oops, no. These are the goosebumps. It wasn't that one. Oh, my goodness. So you're going to hum along to it, Mia?
I'm going to try.
Let's see how hummable it is. Mark, you going to try?
I am the full tenor.
Okay, I'll be the fifth tenor then. You're ahead of me, so you go ahead. You ready?
Thankfully, it's not a difficult tune, eh?
Unless you're on the terraces, mate. Sing your heart out in foreign. Yeah, it's a fair point. You have to hum it because it's in Italian, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you want to speak in Latin, you just want to do the full
Latin. Interestingly, I'm humming it in Italian.
There you go. That's really interesting. And the Italians can understand what you're humming. We have
idea. Totally.
So please translate your hum for us. Mia, you're doing excellently. Who's the bloke you brought along with you to hum along to this? It's not your actual Pavarotti, is it? Oh, no, it's Mark Webster. Sorry. I thought it was Pavarotti for a moment. Okay, Mark, stop showing off now. Yeah? Mia, this is a difficult one to hum to. Who's going to hum to this? Who on earth can hum to this? It's impossible.
I used to do it all the time.
Yeah? Well, you might be an opera singer, but I'm not sure that I can hum along to this. It's too many parts.
I'm not an opera singer. I'm just a singer.
No, that'll do. That'll do. And remind me who you sing with. What's your band's name again? Or the band that you used to play with?
I used to be in a band. I'm on my own now.
Okay. As a solo singer?
Yes.
Can we find you on SoundCloud or anything like that?
Not yet. I'm not releasing music until next month.
Okay. When you release music, let us know. But I'm going to demand that you sing it like Pavarotti, yeah? Whatever music you release, you're going to sing it like Pavarotti so we can all hum along to it.
Okay.
Thank you very much, as always, Mia in Rhonda. Okay. Yeah, it's enough of that, Mark.
I've gone. No, I'm in the zone.
I know you are, actually. But it's good. I could see that your eyes glazed over there.
I did. Like, exactly.
Mark, I'm over here.
I was taken away.
You were.
Or I should be, one of the two.
You've been brought back, thankfully. It's the business end of conversation now. Between now and 4 o'clock, we would like you to help us to decide which of the many tunes you've heard tonight, we might be hearing a couple more as well, deserves to be on the virtual jukebox. So only one tune can get onto the virtual jukebox, and it is entirely up to you to decide which one tune that should be by either texting me between now and just before four on 85058, or you can email me directly, dotun, dotun, at bbc.co.uk. And quite simply, the tune that gets the most support from you by text or by email gets to go on the virtual jukebox. It's as easy as that. So text me 85058 or email dotun at bbc.co.uk. But of course, you need to be reminded about all the tunes you've heard tonight, and I'll do that straight after the latest news. It's 3:35.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
5 Live headlines. The United Nations Secretary General has warned an emergency meeting of the Security Council that hell has broken loose in Lebanon. Cross-border strikes by both Israel and Hezbollah have continued, with the leader's health ministry saying more than 70 people were killed yesterday. Meanwhile, the UK has agreed to send £5 million of humanitarian aid to civilians in Lebanon as Israel and Hezbollah continue to exchange fire. The head of the Israeli military has suggested that boots could soon be on the ground in southern Lebanon. The BBC understands that one of the richest people in the world, Elon Musk, has not been invited to the government's International Investment Summit next month. Sources say it's because of the billionaire's social media post during last month's riots, which were described at the time by ministers as utterly deplorable. Network Rail says a cyber attack on the public Wi-Fi network yesterday was behind disruption at 20 railway stations. Customers were directed to websites containing what the company called inappropriate material before their Wi-Fi was suspended. The BBC understands that customers' data wasn't compromised.
Matt Shawley,
BBC Radio 5 Live.
We are looking for a member of Matt's Parliament for New Forest East. Mick has got a claim. Hello, Mick.
In 1997, I proposed in a little hotel. I was actually in the bathroom.
What?
We were getting ready for dinner and I wanted it all to be sort of sorted before we went in and celebrated.
Lisa Nadi, such a safe culture major as well.
We're toughening up the system to make sure that people who are unfit owners can't become football club owners.
Matt Shawley,
Monday to Friday from 2
on BBC Radio 5 Live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
This is our wee part of the United Kingdom.
Live from here at Old Trafford.
I think it needs a massive overhaul.
Dotun Adebayo. Listen on BBC Sounds.
Okay, so now it's over to you to decide which of the tunes that we've played tonight, and we'll be hearing from one or two more, which of the tunes we've heard so far tonight deserves to be on the virtual jukebox. Please have a listen to these tunes, and if there's one that strikes you as one that you would like to support to get onto the virtual jukebox, simply type out its name or its artist, and yeah, bingo, it gets your support. The tune with the most support gets to go on the virtual jukebox. It's easy there. I think the way that we should test, not just you and I, but everybody listening, Mark, should test which is the most hummable tune, is simply by humming along.
Get humming now. Hum to the medley.
So, you ready to hum? Let's get ready to hum! Oh, yes. Straight away. Neil in Eastbourne went for this. Manish Boy, Muddy Waters, as you can hear it. Extremely hummable. Yeah, Muddy Waters, Manish Boy, New and Eastbourne, well done, it's a hummable one. And then, Anin Khan Four took us to experience sunshine on Leith by the Proclaimers. And can we hum to it? Oh, and then Alan in St. Albans, he said that the Kirsty MacColl one was more hummable, but then he stuck to this one, which is the Kinks, Days. Well, this is a real hummer, isn't it? Yeah, that's hummable. I wish today. And then, to cut a long story short, Zoe in Northampton went for the Spandau Ballet. To cut a long story short, hummable? You tell me. Yeah, it's hummable, but then everything. Spandau Ballet, to cut a long story short, Zoe Northampton, yeah, has given her thumbs up to this. What about you? Hummable for you? And give it your support. Text me, 85058, or send me an email, dotun, D-O-T-U-N, at bbc.co.uk, and say, yeah, that's the one. Oh, and then the Bucks quiz in Chesham, Rashid, went for this one. Yeah, Good Vibrations, the Beach Boys. I suppose we can't argue that this is instantly hummable. Like this. Yeah, hummable. Oh, and then those Norwegians who can't quite get their grammar correct, but you got to hum along to it, haven't you? Aha, take on me. Eduardo in Ashton under Lyne, that's his name for tonight, Peter, went for that take on me. And then Margaret in Liverpool, well, she took us all around the houses talking about Once Upon a Time in Scouserland. Yeah. Oh, Merseyside. Is that what they call it nowadays? Okay. And she went for this Lara's theme for Dr. Zhivago. Every time she mentioned Omar Sharif, you could hear my heart be stilled by Omar Sharif and this hummable tune called Lara's Theme. Lara's Theme. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. We almost forgot this one, didn't we? It was Freddie in Sheffield, first time caller, told us about having a transplant, etc. And he's had some dark times, but this programme has helped, but along with the ability to be able to hum along to this one. Do you want a whistle? Well, you can airwise instantly hummable, can't you? But then we went from there to Salisbury Hill, Peter Gabriel, his heart going boom, boom, boom. Dom in North Carolina, having to put his sons to bed, even as he was trying to hum along to this one. It's a hard thing being a father of two young boys and trying to hum Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill at the same time. And then Leslie in Fife thought, never mind all of that. Let's just go for the guttural here, because, of course, this is a... I do run, 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 I do run, run. So, it's the Crystals, Do Run, Run. And then Paul in York decided to go to for the American Pie of Buddy Holly with Every Day, because you can hum along to this one. Go on, try it, you'll see what I mean. It's harmless, it goes like this. Yeah, yeah, you can hum along to it, I've got to say.
I was born like this.
Oh, oh.
I had no choice.
80 in Liverpool. Got me and Mark to to hum along to this. I got to do the best bit, the Leonard Cohen bit, this bit, and then Mark got to do the doo-wops.
Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, la, la,
that's
la.
That's right. As you can hear, he does it very well. Tower of Song.
Big
by
fan.
Leonard Cohen. You do it so well, Mark. Then Mary Kilmarnock went for this. Dan Hill, she wanted the instrumental version or the saxophonic instrumental version. We couldn't get that. We had the one with some lyrics, which didn't quite do it the justice that she wanted to do it by humming along. So we tried our best and just went along and went, You see, the skill of the humming of a song is not knowing the lyrics. When you don't know the lyrics, but you got to sing along, you got to do something. Do you know what I mean? That's called humming. Especially if it's like this Elvis one that Margaret in Cookstown, first time caller from Cookstown, first time call from Cookstown as well. She went for Until It's Time for You to Go, Elvis, which she hums along whilst doing the vacuum cleaning. She hasn't got a clue what the lyrics are. Well, why would she when she can hum it? Oh, yeah, this was Curtin Solihull. Yeah, he wanted to play the game his way, and he's nailed it over and over again by going for a tune that you can't help but hum along to, because it's a flipping a cappella. All they do is hum. They don't even sing, they're just humming. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, well, it's a humming tune. You can't lie, can you? It is a humming tune. Only you, the Pickets, the Flying Pickets even. Then Mia in Rhonda thought, I don't even like football. Apart from the American one, but I do like this. And I can't sing it in Italian, although Mark can do the humming in Italian. Mark, you're doing it in Italian again. Why do you have to close your eyes when you're humming in Italian?
That is English. This is Italian.
This was English. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear that it's Italian. I can hear that was Italian. But, okay, don't show off now. I've got it. Go on, hum in Icelandic now. Just for my sake.
Icelandic?
Yeah, please do. Go on. I'm enjoying this.
I travel the world with my humming.
I can hear that. But keep travelling, mate. Keep travelling. 0808 590 9693. Still take your calls. But between now and, let's say, 5 to 4, please give your support to any of those tunes that you feel deserves to be on a virtual jukebox. Otherwise, if none of them take your fancy, hold your fire, because Matthew in March is with us and Linda in Hexham too. So, Matthew, first of all, good morning.
Hello. Could you turn it up a bit, please?
I'll turn it up to 11. It's at 11. Can you hear me any better?
It's very faint still, but I can still hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mark, you're going to have to shout and raise your voice on this one, if you don't mind. I've turned it up to 11, but it's still not quite there.
It's good enough now.
Okay, we don't need you, Mark. Yeah, go on, Matthew. Yeah, we don't need him. Of course not. We're just having a hum-off. Where are you going to go with your hum-off? What tune are you going to hum to, if you like?
It's Behind the Mask, Eric Clapton.
Yes, yes. I don't know this tune. Do you, Mark? Behind the Mask?
I'm wondering, are we going to lean on the humming guitar solos? Yes.
It's one of those ones. Of course it is. That's a classic one, of course. Now that you've done the old... Do we have to have an air guitar to hum along to this one, Matthew?
Well, that's up to you, really. I'm working on computers a lot of the time, so I just generally tap away on the keyboard.
Okay, I'll have my ear axe with me. Mark, you going to join in with this one?
If it's intricate guitar soloing, I may struggle.
Do you want to just take us through the guitar? Actually, Matthew, you do the guitar bits, because you clearly know what you're doing, yeah? And me and Mark would just try and follow Behind the Mask, as it were.
And let's see how far we
get. Go on then. Okay. No, this is not your bit, mate. No, don't take my bit. No, no, Matthew, this is not your bit. This is my bit. Your bit will come in a moment. Okay, here we go. It's your bit. Matthew, it's your bit. Matthew, don't miss your next cue. It'll come back again in a second. But meanwhile, this is my bit. Yeah, you ready, Matthew? Go on, Matthew. That's it.